above the common levels of life. Bukowski might have hinted in his poem Go All the Way that growing up is not going to be sweet. He might have hinted that you may become a castaway, lose your jobs, and maybe even mind. Certainly, as you rise higher, your mind will shift. My classmates noticed that back when we were teenagers and freshly arrived in America. They said that people coming to America go crazy after a few months. That is what it looks like from the view of the newly arrived. But what happens is that the exposure to an entire new culture melts your restrictions away and you become a citizen of the world. Your mind goes into a higher gear. It becomes less crystalline and more fluid. In fact, I once wrote that shifting culture is a way towards genius. Children who grow up in many cultures are at an incredible advantage when it comes to intelligence. Bukowski goes on to say that you may end up on the park bench or even jail, that you will face derision, mockery, and isolation. I had a colleague who ended up sleeping in a trash can, and he handled it because sleeping at home was that much worse. He was being a hero. Bukowski says that there will be days without food, and this does happen to some people. All of this is correct. This is what standing up for yourself means. This is growing up. You come undone from all the cultures that you were pressed into. Your government may mark you as living in poverty, but you will never be poor. Some of the wealthiest creatures in the universe have not got a dime. They also never feel less. Certainly not because of colored pieces of paper. A citizen of the world will learn to see poverty as something that was intentionally forced on them. It is a political invention to get people moving. It is a way to cause you so much discomfort that you will spend the rest of your life working hard, beer and cigarette in hand. Here's a thought that he wanted us all to really dwell on. How in the hell could a man enjoy being awakened at 8:30 a.m. by an alarm clock, leap out of bed, dress, force feed, shit, piss, brush teeth and hair, and fight traffic to get to a place where essentially you made lots of money for somebody else and were asked to be grateful for the opportunity to do so? Some things get turned around because humanity has lost its focus on wisdom. It's an inconvenient focus to those who need a workforce. Robert Audrey leads us into the idea that there is this thing above the common level of life, above the mistakes that we seem to keep repeating. But we were born of risen apes, not fallen angels. And the angels were armed killers besides. And so what shall we wonder at? There were murders and massacres and missiles? And our irreconcilable regiments? Or our treaties, whatever they may be worth? Our symphonies, however seldom they may be played? Our peaceful acres, however frequently they may be converted into battlefields? Our dreams, however rarely they may be accomplished? The miracle of man is not how far he has sunk, but how magnificently he has risen. We are known among the stars by our poems, not our corpses. And now here is my contribution to this misery of growing up. You must become a philosopher, a poet, a narrator, and a writer, because that is how you will deliver your hard-earned wisdom to whoever needs it. You must become a skater, dancer, jogger, runner, bodybuilder, or some kind of athlete to keep your body healthy. This time, for all those who can stand your presence, so that you will stick around a while longer and won't have to make people worry that they will miss you. Obesity or sitting around all day long makes us ill. We are animals after all, or in an animal body, if that's how you want to think about it. And no animal should be kept in a cage or they will get sick and die. And finally, you must resist. You have to resist the incredible and overwhelming, richly sweet and loving pleasure of an ordinary existence that asks little more of you than a brain-numbing routine. No, you can't have a beer or some other brain-dead shit or a shortcut. You can't even lie. You must lead an authentic existence. And you certainly can't have a fake education. And being of the mindset that you could get away with some of it, will have your teacher rope-a-dope you into inventing cramming and being grateful that they let you pass, all the while they robbed you of actual education just so that they could take an easy paycheck home. You can't skate through any given decade of your life. And you can't just make every day count. That's not enough. You have to celebrate your days as if each day was a holiday. Just make one up, write it down somewhere. Maybe use it as a title to your poems. And you have to make sure that every day adds to the body of work of all your previous days. That is how you become a philosopher and an athlete. Bodybuilding is just a reminder of how life works. Close your eyes, look your older self into their eyes, and ask them if they want you to grow all the way up and become a great being. Begin with adventure. It will clear your mind so that you can comprehend narrated books written by great beings. And please know that it is not just about the wisdom you inherit, but also the culture that you will finally adopt as your own. The culture of greatness.